Hello and welcome to another episode of My Family's Dirty Laundry,
where we air out your family's mess so you don't have to.
I'm Mia Silver.
And I'm Emma Davis.
And we invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to the drama unfold. So I don't have work today because I have an appointment. So I'm just live, laugh, loving over here.
Honestly, I'm jealous. I wish I could be live, laughing, and loving. But I work from home on Mondays, so really, I'm as close as you can get, I think.
Yeah. Not too bad, but like still work, but not too
yes,
bad.
Yes, I can roll out of bed 5 minutes before I have to log into the computer. Instead of, like,
beautiful.
Having to get up and get dressed and then also make sure I have time to drive to be where I need to be. Yeah.
So. I love that.
And I don't even have to get dressed. Like, I'm sitting here in my pajamas.
Yes!
So, like, who cares?
I spent last week fighting a garden patch we have. It was, like, way overgrown. And I successfully de-weeded it, but now I have poison ivy all over my arm.
That's awful. Oh my goodness. I know. I would be so mad.
Well, what started happening is I started getting little bumps and I was so scared it was like bed bugs because I know there's bed bugs where I work right now.
Ooh.
So I asked my husband, he's like, nothing has happened to me. Like I have no bites or anything. And then I just started getting more and more spots. And I asked my wonderful mother, who's a doctor, and she was like, yeah, it could be poison ivy.
Oh God. And then like, that's the thing where like, if you scratch it and itch it, it like spreads it, so you don't want to do that, but then I'm sure it's absolutely miserable.
Yeah, I've been lightly patting it
and
hoping that'll do something. But yeah, since I didn't know it was poison ivy to start with, like I was going in on it, and yeah, now it's all over my arm, so good times.
Both arms or just one arm?
One, and then there's like two spots on the other arm, but I'm like resolve to not touch it.
That's fair. Oh, and like I'm sure you were out there like in shorts and stuff because it was hot last week.
I surely was.
You could have probably had it all over your legs and stuff too. So I guess it's bright side. It's not everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Like I didn't get it on my face. I didn't get it like everywhere. It's just my left arm. She's inflamed.
Oh, but still miserable. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I can't.
I just kind of like, you know, a big fat Greek wedding where he's like tells everyone to put Windex on everything.
Yeah.
I asked my mom, I was like, should I put Windex on it?
She was totally like, oh no.
She said no. So I did not.
Probably for the best. I'm trying to think. Because isn't poison ivy the thing that like you people might not be allergic to it? So they might not like react to it, or is that just a myth?
No, that is like some people aren't allergic to it.
Like they can just touch it however they want and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, which is insane. I'm apparently not one of those people.
I feel like the majority of people are allergic to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never had it, but ugh. Knock on wood, right?
Like, yes.
I'll find myself in the woods. Like if I don't, I'll find myself in the woods and get infected with it. So.
Well, that's the first problem. You're in the woods. That's,
yeah. If that's the issue, like, just leave me out there. Honestly, if I've managed to get lost in the woods somehow.
You'll Blair Witch yourself. It'll be fine.
If I'm in the woods by choice, something's wrong.
So for my story today, I found, like, this isn't even, oh, I guess it's under the Reddit, am I overreacting? Not am I the asshole? I was going to say, okay. Like, there's no way that this person is the asshole in this situation.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah. Get ready to roast some men.
My favorite hobby.
So this comes from user Brit Brian S. Am I overreacting about my husband saying I could lose weight? I am currently 23 weeks pregnant with our second child. My husband came home and was going to help finish putting away laundry. I had a basket set aside that I asked him not to put away because they are pre-first baby jeans that are size 0 to 2, and I won't ever fit into again. He told me I didn't need to get rid of them because I could definitely fit into them again someday. I told him after 2 babies, I didn't think my pre-second baby size 6 would fit into the 0s or 2s, and I didn't need to hold onto them. My hips and ribs and everything are different now. His response was, well, that's not true because you gained weight. When you lose it, you'll go back. Your body will be the same if you tried hard enough. I lost it. Nothing he said has ever hurt me that way. I'm not saying I won't lose weight after because I would like to. For reference, pre-babies, my heaviest was about 120 to 125. Post-first baby, I didn't really get under 133, which I'm okay with. I made a human. But hearing him say, well, if you just tried hard enough, you could. I can't tell if I'm hormonal and off my meds because I'm pregnant, or if that's just the rudest thing you could say to a mother of your children. He's saying that me taking it that way is my own problem, and he's being supportive by saying that I could be the size of high school me if I wanted to, that I'm just out to make him the bad guy. To me, he was saying that I just didn't try hard enough to lose the weight. I work full-time and coordinate all our childcare, and my schedule revolves around that. He works full-time and is in school full-time. He drops off our kids twice a week and had agreed to pick up those days, but I usually end up picking up one or both because he can't get there on time due to studying after class or whatever. I barely have time to shower, let alone adopt a strict eating and exercise regime. I try to eat healthy, but I'm not going to deny myself food that tastes good to be a size 2 again. Am I overreacting?
No.
No.
I think she actually sounds like she has a really, really good, like, healthy body image. Like, she's like, I know I'm not the size I was before, but also, I don't care. I understand the reasons for it.
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, a huge plus, and it sucks that the man is like, just try harder.
Yeah.
I also feel like, I don't know if this is true or based in science, but I feel like men just lose weight, like, easier.
No, literally, my husband... You know, you're good. My husband just started trying to lose weight, and he's already lost 10 pounds. And I'm like, dude.
I don't know what it is, if it's just, like, the way that their bodies are built, or if it's, like, also a hormonal thing, probably, at play.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I've always noticed that, like, they just... genuinely exercise and eat a little better, or maybe just one of the two, and like they can start losing weight. So I don't know if like that guy just thinks that because he can do it, and I don't know. And I don't know that he's necessarily considering 2 pregnancies also have permanently like altered how this woman's body is.
Yeah, it literally, like, your hips get pushed out of the way when you push out a baby.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know. I think he's definitely a little out of touch. Than a little bit. And I don't want that to, like, totally wreck what this poor woman is thinking. Because I think she genuinely has a very healthy outlook on it all. Like, she's like, yeah, who cares? I mean, like, being a size 0 pre-babies is, that's wild.
That's insane.
And I can see a lot of women wanting to, like, go back to that and then getting upset when they can't, you know what I mean? But she's like, that's not gonna happen, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, I'll eat healthy. Like, yeah, I want to have a healthy lifestyle, but it's not, I'm still gonna eat something that tastes good. Like,
which I'm still, I loved I'm that
go get ice cream. Like, it's, that's the thing where it's like bigger people I see all the time where like it's like lots of TikToks where it's like what I eat in the day as like as a big person, as like a healthy big person, and like they're getting all of their fruits and veggies and their whole grains and their like lean proteins, and like they're getting all of the right stuff, and they're just built, they're just big.
Yeah,
they're still heavier, they're still overweight, but they're like, I'm healthy, I'm eating all the things, I have good habits, the portions are the right size. Like, you can still be, yeah, I don't know, I just am like, ugh, she's not overreacting. I'm like working myself up. This guy's crazy.
No, I read this and I was so mad at this man for being like, well, if you just tried, shut up. Like, this woman has given you, what, 2 or 3 children? I don't really know. I lost count somewhere. But, like, 2, and then 1 on the way. Like, that's insane. That's, I don't care if he thinks, like, because there was a comment later down where someone was like, what the heck? Why would he give that comment? And she was like, he didn't want to just be like, oh, good, give up. Why not? Just be like, it's not giving up. It's being like, yes, wife, I love you the way you look. Let's get rid of these jeans.
Yeah, or just say, okay, yeah, that makes total sense. And if body image, let's work to just, after babies, maintain, right? Like, maybe let's not, you know, like, maybe let's set a more realistic goal. If you don't want to gain more weight, we can try to, like, make sure we sort of maintain or don't, you know, gain out of control or something. Like, there's a lot easier, there are more realistic goals out there if you want to support her, if she's trying to set them. But it doesn't sound like she was.
Yeah, I hate men who comment on the body for no reason. Like, there was no reason to do so at that time.
She's literally just getting rid of some clothes. Like, that's crazy that that's what that stemmed from.
Yeah, like, why would he even care? Ugh. You know what I found out about pregnancy the other day?
Hmm.
There's this thing called pregnancy nose.
Ooh.
Where your nose gets, like, way bigger. And it happens to, like, some people. It's crazy.
Why is that affected?
I don't know. Because I was watching this TikTok of this woman and she was like, before pregnancy, during pregnancy. And I was like, that has to be a filter. And then everyone in the comments was like, oh my gosh, this happened to me too. I hate pregnancy nose. And I was like, what the, like, this is a pregnancy, real thing.
What?
Which now I'm just wondering if they were being silly and like all jumping on this. Here, I'm going to Google it right now. Pregnancy nose. Oh yeah! Pregnancy nose is a term that refers to the physical change that can occur in a woman's nose during pregnancy, such as increased swelling, dilating of blood vessels. Oh my god. Some women's noses swell and change shape during pregnancy. That's crazy. Why does that have to happen?
Where does it end?
It doesn't. My friend, she's pregnant. Like, she's due in pretty much a month. And she's starting to have this, like, big buzzing in her ear. And, like, if she tries to turn, like, she gets really dizzy. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's probably just something with your pregnancy.
Oh, my God. That's like vertigo. Like,
yeah. I think, like, pregnancy vertigo is a thing.
Probably pregnancy everything.
They're, yeah, like, literally.
It doesn't matter. They're like, oh, it's because you're pregnant. It's like, or if it keeps happening after you're not pregnant anymore, we'll see what happens.
Right. Like, just suffer through the next 9 months and then we'll talk.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But that's mine. So I think we can both confidently say the man's an asshole. The woman is a lovely, lovely creature and she should never change.
Yeah. And I think maybe if he was trying to be encouraging, he's maybe, hopefully, realized that that was the wrong way to go about it, but it sounds like he maybe was buckling down. So hopefully,
yeah,
he comes to his senses eventually.
Hopefully. But that's all I got. So what do you have for me?
I also, unintentionally, it's not about weight. It's just about food.
Okay.
It's just kind of a funny little thing. So it's a classic Emma the Asshole, but it's Emma the Asshole for buying lower grade steaks when my in-laws visit and serving my mom and dad Wagyu.
Oh, okay.
Plus a 1 year update. So we do have an update at the end.
Perf.
This was originally posted by late-enthusiasm3751. My wife and I live far away from both of our sets of parents. We visit them a couple times a year, and they visit us about the same. My mom and dad love food. They will buy pounds of garlic and leave it in a rice maker for a month to make black garlic. They plan their vacations around amazing restaurants. My in-laws are lovely people, but boiling chicken drumsticks is fancy for them, and they refuse to eat steak that isn't well done. I discovered this the first time I went to their home for dinner. I wasn't even asked how I like my steak. Everyone just got a well-done steak. It took me years to convince my wife to try a medium rare steak, and now she loves them. I bought some beautiful prime steak for them when they came over when we moved in together. I made theirs medium well, and I died a little inside. Her dad took it back to the grill and destroyed them. So now I buy select grade meat. I've been buying some excellent quality Wagyu for my parents' visit. Not every single time, maybe once a year. My wife says I'm being an asshole by not treating both families the same. I don't think I should waste money on great food for them when I know how they will treat it. And that's the end of the first part.
I mean, I gotta agree with this man. Wagyu is expensive. Why would you?
Yeah, I'm not. If you're gonna just go cook out all of the stuff that, like, makes, like, a higher quality cut of meat, higher quality, then, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe if he wanted to appease his... Did he say wife or girlfriend or...
Wife.
If he wants to appease his wife, maybe he could make up for it, like, spending the money he would have spent on Wagyu on, like, a nice wine or something. But, like, still, I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I just know that the entire point of, like, Wagyu beef is, like, it's marbled with, like, all the fat and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what makes it good and expensive and everything. And, like, when you're doing it well done, you're cooking all of that out of it and reducing it to enough, you know.
Literally.
So, that's crazy.
The part about the boiled chicken
made me laugh.
Yeah, that took me out.
So there's a little bit of an update. I don't know. I haven't read the update.
Okay.
But wait, hold on. Okay. I was just making sure. It seemed kind of short. So, okay. A year ago, a bunch of people gave me crap for buying cheap meat for my in-laws and getting high-quality meat for myself and my family. If you will recall, that is because my father-in-law likes his steak to be turned into shoe leather. So I decided to treat him and my mother-in-law this time around. We visited with my folks for Easter, and we went to visit my in-laws the next weekend. I brought A5 Wagyu steaks for the two of them. I guess A5 is probably like a, I was going to say like category, but whatever.
Yeah, like a, yeah.
So I brought A5 Wagyu steaks for the two of them and just nice ribeyes for my wife and I. I reminded him that these steaks are super rich and are meant to be eaten rare. He said he knew what he was doing. Anyways, he set his smoker on fire. I will not be providing Wagyu for them again. It is literally like setting $400 on fire.
Oh, that has to hurt to watch $400 just get burned. So I did look it up. A5 is the highest grade of Wagyu beef.
That's crazy.
So like the best of the best.
Someone said, did they enjoy the expensive, well-done steak? And he said he burned his Traeger, which is, I guess, the brand of the smoker, and almost caught his deck on fire, so I'm gonna say no. Yeah, oh. So they said that he caught, it was a grease fire, because he was, like, cooking all the grease out of the steak.
Oh my god. You know what, though? Good on this guy for appeasing his wife, trying it again, but I think now they have definitive proof that they don't need to try it again.
And I think he probably knew that. Like, he probably was like, okay, I'm gonna bite the bullet this one time so I can have definitive proof that it's not worth it and stop getting, like, dunked on for it.
What if they had burned the house down whilst preparing said Wagyu?
No, like, literally, he was like, be careful, it has to be, he's like, I know what I'm doing, and then burns everything down. Like,
I love this. I'm obsessed with this. I think, honestly, all parties did what they were going to do, you know?
Yeah, I think wife obviously defended her parents. Like, yeah. No one wants to sit by and let their parents be, like, on the surface treated, you know. Like, I could see where she's like, you're looking down on them. You're, you know, you're not giving them a chance or whatever. And he said, fine, watch me. And then, you know, I think everyone did, yeah, what they were going to do.
Yeah. That's sweet, though, to, like, I love a good little treat people moment. Like, the fact that he gets his parents Wagyu beef, like, that's very sweet.
Yeah, and I do like that he brought, I think he, like, knew. He knew, because he said for the Easter, he brought the Wagyu steaks for the parents, the in-laws, and then just had, like, nice ribeyes for himself and his wife. So, like, he didn't even treat everyone. He, like, was like, I'm not spending a ton of money because I know I'm gonna pay for half of what needs to happen. Like,
yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
I personally don't like steak, like any of them.
I'm not a huge steak person either. I just, like, I don't know. I don't, like, I understand that Wagyu is very expensive, and I've, like, seen enough cooking shows to know that, like, it's the fat content, and, like, steak needs to be prepared this way, but I don't care for it, really.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, oh, a nice steak dinner, like, that's just not me personally, but I thought this was so funny.
That's a, like, quality story.
When you just know a kid is going to do something and you're like, fine, yeah, you can do it yourself. And then, like, it ends in disaster and you're like, great, learned your lesson, good.
It's a good told you so moment without having to say it.
Exactly. And then this poor guy's smoker is burned and he almost burned his deck.
Well, the guy warned him. He said, don't do it that way. And then the guy was like, I'ma do it that way. And
yeah, also, like, the smoker. I mean, do you even cook steak in a smoker? That feels weird. Like,
I know nothing about preparing a steak.
I mean, neither do I. But I thought, like, smokers were for, like, barbecue and, like, you know, like, actual, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you know how to cook and prepare different kinds of meats, let us know. Would you ever put a steak in a smoker? Specifically, some Wagyu beef?
I know I've seen, like, basically the way I see steak prepared on TikTok is they put it in a pan with a bunch of butter and garlic.
Yeah, and you, like, baste it and stuff. But, like, yeah. I don't know, like, I thought smokers were for, like...
Like, pulled like people pork smoke, and stuff.
Yeah, like, people smoke chicken and, like, turkey on Thanksgiving, I know, is, like, a thing. But I didn't realize that you put... I don't think I ever would have thought to do steak. I thought maybe, like, grill... or something.
Yeah. I feel like people who like steak are dying a little bit inside right now, probably.
People are like, they're either like, these two are idiots, and then also these people in the story are even more idiots. Like,
hey, at least they're more idiot than us. There we go.
Exactly. We didn't set anything on fire.
So I was on the phone with my sister yesterday, and she said, no, she didn't say, I offered to make a corrections corner. If you think back to the episode where I talked about me having strep throat in Chicago, and I was like, my little sister was just copying me.
Of course, she's going to go on record and correct this. On record.
Yeah, I was talking to her yesterday and she said, I just caught up on your podcast and I have qualms. And I was like, oh no. But she says she did have strep throat and that she has tremors and that's why she dropped the pills down the sink.
I forgot about the pills. I was like, what in the story is she trying to defend herself against so bad? And not like other pills.
So yes, sister of mine, there you go. The world, or all 20 people. Nah, we're not at 20. All 11 people who listen to this podcast now.
But it's also the world, because we do allegedly have some international listeners.
You know,
or listeners with a VPN.
The Germans have quit listening, but two people in Europe listen.
The Germans, no.
No,
it's because we asked them if they were real. We had no faith, and they said enough.
Maybe they got offended by our cola.
Did we do that on the pod?
Yeah, we did. Yippee!
The little German kid on TikTok. If you guys are unfamiliar, this little German kid is like super excited because his mom's going to let him drink pop. Cola, as he says, and play Fortnite, and he's super excited.
I think the Germans should be proud of that representation, honestly.
Yippee! That kid is so cute.
We have our yodeling Walmart boy, and they have their Cola and Fortnite boy.
Culture.
If you guys have not caught up on our yodeling Walmart boy, he's like a full-grown adult now.
Yeah, that's crazy. He also, like, puts out music that's not half bad.
Yeah, it's really not. I listened to one the other day. I was like, okay.
What a cutie. I love him. I think he's so cute. Like,
he is. I remember you were a big Walmart yodeling boy stan when his video went around the first time.
It's honestly, it's so... funny. Like, it just, I just, why, there's just a kid dressed up in full, like, rodeo regalia in a Walmart, like, in the houseware section, just yodeling, a cappella, like, zero context to that, and it is the funniest thing.
What's his name? Mason Ramsey?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go, listeners. If you are unfamiliar with the Walmart yodeling boy, you should look at him when he was at peak Walmart, and now when he's at his actual music phase, you'll be delighted.
Like, people make jokes about Walmart and its patrons. Like, that's what they... You can't make it up. Like,
of course there's a yodeling boy in Walmart. Why wouldn't there be?
It's like, it's so funny. And, like, there are people stopped to watch, and it's, like, I don't know if they're genuinely interested or just so taken aback. I need to know more about the witnesses.
I need the cam footage, the store footage of what happened.
Yeah, I need that from all angles.
But for those of you in Europe who are not, I don't know, are Walmarts in Europe? I don't know. But if you are in some place where there are not Walmarts, go ahead and Google people of Walmart and you'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, sometimes it's fine and sometimes it's just popping off. There was one Walmart near where I went to college that we all went to, and I don't think that there was one singular working shopping cart in that entire store.
No!
They all had like two or three broken wheels. Like, you were like pushing it, but it wasn't rolling, and it was like scraping against the floor and making all this loud noise, and every other person in the store was doing the same thing. I wouldn't make it past three aisles before I was like on the brink of like a breakdown because I was so overwhelmed with all the noise happening.
I know, that's why I try to get the like hand basket things, but then they never have those available. So it's just, Walmart is a special place to test your nerves.
It's so
funny. Well, with that homework assignment, should I take us on out for the day?
I think it's probably for the best.
Thank you so much, listeners, for listening. We really appreciate you. If you could go ahead, share our podcast with somebody, leave us a review, and also, if you would like, you could share your own stories.
Yes, if you would like to go on the record and correct any stories or information that we've spread, or if you want to tell us how to cook a steak or use a smoker, or if you have any stories you would like to share, whether it's about your family or someone else's that you know, we can change any names or keep them out, make it as anonymous as you would like. And you can do so by emailing us at mfdlpod@gmail.com.
And you can also follow us on TikTok and Instagram at mfdlpod and on Facebook at My Family's Dirty Laundry. Until next week, I'll see you later.
See ya.